Welcome everyone, and thank you for joining today. This session, the manifesting actual unity is a session, this idea of actual unity is super important to me, to us. And so if you're new to to action design, thank you for joining and welcome. And so these all school sessions gives us an opportunity to come together and stand in group power to earth and share the light, as well as being an introduction to those of you that are new. So once again, welcome to all of you. So this theme of actual unity, what is actual unity? I propose that actual unity is unifying as our higher self, which in actual design we refer to as the being of light. And each one of us is a unique being of light. But often we don't recognize or experience this as an actual fact. And so, why is that? Why is it that we fail to know and experience our actual selves? In actual design, we refer to obstructions and blocks and resistance that are within us. And these obstructions and these resistances can place veils in front of us that prevent us from this perception of knowing, this knowing of who we actually are. And thus these obstructions, they deny us the freedom, our birthright, if you will, of knowing ourselves by direct experience. So today we will use the consuming light fire aspect of our star to remove as many of these obstructions as possible, thus permitting that natural flow of life energy throughout our creation and strengthening our unity from within. And that's why I'm working for and wanting to happen in this session is that as we free ourselves, that allows us to not only experience our higher selves, experience that unity from within, but being able to experience that union with without. In addition to being a teacher in actual design, I also teach yoga. And there's a word in Sanskrit that's used as aparigraha, non-grasping. That is to say, letting go. So we use that consuming fire of our white star to set about letting go as many as possible that we can. These obstructions that block our perception and our ability to stand in the light, thus preventing us from knowing and recognizing our actual selves. So my hope is from this place of gained freedom and recognition within, we'll be able to see not only in our actual selves, the being of life that we are, but the being of light in others, thus allowing us to engage in actual unity without and within. Now we all come to these places from wherever we may come, whatever spiritual endeavors we've tried and all that. I myself was raised in the Black church, initially as a United Methodist church, but later in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. And one of the things that we brought up in some of our church session when I was actually doing that was that Sunday, today, was one of the most segregated days in America, at the Black church, at the white church, people doing whatever it is that they did, but in separateness. On the surface, it seems like, oh, we're coming together in unity. And I propose that that unity is more coming through the personality self and not the higher self. And so we today are going to come together, unify as the beings of light that we are, thus manifesting actual unity. And as I mentioned, we have the star, which is located 6 inches above the top of our head in a place we call the upper room, a place of peace, tranquility, of light that you can go to anytime. And so we redirect a downpour of the crystalline white light throughout our physical body, moving throughout our systems to draw in any obstructions and obstacles into the light bar, consuming them and reducing them to their energy essence. Opening up each one of the systems to that internal unity, knowing that each system, not only its parts, but within, with each other throughout our creation, work together. And as we direct this light fire, we have to be reminded of the four laws of energy. Awareness directs thought. Thought directs life energy, and life energy follows thought. Where there is pain from mild to acute, the flow of life energy is obstructed. And lastly, where awareness is focused, the power of life energy is concentrated. And we say thus, these four laws resolve into a rule, if you will, to think, let, observe, and experience. And when we do this, we refer to it as effortless effort. I know effortless effort sounds way too easy, no free lunch and all that. But it is easy because the being of light that you are does all the work for you, with you. And with our enlightened awareness, we'll be able to use these four laws to be able to effortlessly consume these obstructions. And so we'll begin by gathering enlightening awareness. And as you know, awareness has that three aspects of knowing. That is our mental awareness, including all of our thoughts, and our emotional awareness, that is, you know, our feelings and such. Our sensory awareness, that is the ability to know by the perception and perspectives that we have. So if you're not in completely comfortable, get as comfortable as you can. And from your comfy position, begin to be aware of your breath and your breathing. We do this just to move into your body, to move inward. You can let your eyes gently close. That inward journey begins. That feeling of relaxation. That feeling of the ability to observe. And as you observe, to take note of your experiences. So with your awareness here in the upper room, think and let. And harmonize your brain mind with the divine mind of your lighted beingness. And experience the radiant awareness of your higher self moving in and throughout your brain, gathering and enlightening your mental awareness. And experience the lift that this action brings. Now, think and let the enlightened awareness, the being of light that you are, flow in and throughout your neural pathways, throughout your nervous system. Gathering and enlightening the sensory awareness of your body. Good. And observe as the radiant awareness of your higher self moves into your open and receiving heart, your liver, your glands, all right, your blood, your circulatory system. In fact, throughout all the liquid aspects of your creation, gathering and enlightening your emotional awareness. With enlightened knowing, sensory and emotional awareness throughout your creation, experience the flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light you have for your beloved creation. And direct your creation to return this flow of love and gratitude to the being of light that you are, magnifying this two-way flow, creation to creator, creator to creation. And here now we begin our first step into actual unity by unifying with each other as the beings of light that we are. Unifying with our actual design family of light. As well as with the immortal aspect, the founder of this teaching, Russell Schofield. And we extend our union, this real union, if you will, the moral aspects of our families, your personal families, your friends, your loved ones. As well as opening up to the union with the beings of light that choose to join us today, right now, for this session. Good. Now, the flow of enlightened awareness. Once again, bring your attention to the upper room, 6 inches above the top of your head. And here you can maybe perceive this point of light. And here's where effortless effort comes in. Just think of it. Let yourself experience it, observe it. Keeping in mind, you don't have to make anything happen. It just is. And this point of light becomes a 3-inch star. And we direct this 3-inch star to begin to rise up above the top of your head, expanding to 3.5 feet in diameter. And we began from this place, 3 feet above the top of your head, this expanded star, a downpour of crystalline light fire into your creation. And it moves through your creation, touching your hair, your scalp, your skull, and moving throughout your brain. And throughout your brain, touching into those areas of awareness that we have, that we use every day, our 5 senses, as well as the more subtle senses that we possess. The everyday senses of sight, sound, that is to say the auditory system, visual cortex, taste, touch, olfactory system, to smell. It moves through these systems, opening up to this flow, this downpour, white light fire moving through these systems. And these systems releasing what they're willing to do into the fires to free them up, to release them from perspectives that keeping them from working together to give you that unified ability to perceive. Let the light fire, observing as it moves down from our head through our neck, through our shoulders and arms and hands, and into our upper torso. And here it touches into the heart, the lungs. Recognizing their systems, a circulatory system. The systems of the lungs working with the arteries and the venal systems of the circulatory system, this exchanging of energy, of gases. And that's on the physical, but thinking of releasing negative emotions from these systems, a circulatory system, pulmonary system, into the light fire from your downpour, from your expanded star. And we can take this to some detail, moving through the circulatory system from the heart, the large arteries, all the way to the capillaries and returning through the venal system back to the heart and lungs, working, taking in oxygen, releasing other gases, carbon dioxide and such, but working together in a unified system, supplying what's needed to our creation, both physically and emotionally. And observe as the life fire moves through our digestive system, our mouth and esophagus, through our stomach, the small intestines weaving throughout these folds into the large intestines, ascending, transverse, descending colon, sphygmoid colon, anus, just moving through the digestive system. And this system working with the circulatory system, with the venal system, taking in the nutrients, taking in the oxygen to make those nutrients available to our creation. This actual unity, this recognition that all of our parts work together. And this is self-extension. To live and thrive. And think of the light fire moving through the generative, looking, moving through the sexual organs, but also the creative aspect of your generative nature. Just think, let, and observe. As we name these systems, maybe there's something that's you recognize within you, an obstruction. Say in your heart that inhibits the personal relationships that you desire. Maybe it inhibits the sharing of the great love from within out. Release them into the consuming fires. Turn it over to the higher. Maybe you are experiencing these obstructions that we mentioned that causes pain within your creation. Direct the light fire, the power of thought, to that area. Could be one of your major organs, your liver, your kidneys, your spleen, just think, let, and experience the freedom of letting go of obstructions into the fires. And experience that life energy moving into the affected areas. And moving any roadblocks, if you will, with this actual unity within these systems. Think of the light fire continuing on down to the pelvic bowl. upper legs, lower legs. And as it moves our entire body to penetrate our skeletal system, that just literally keeps us standing. The skeletal system's a lot of bones, over 200 bones within our system. So as the light fire moves through our body, let's think of it moving through our skeletal system, the skull. It moves down the spine, touching the sternum and the ribs, and the cervical ribs along the cervical spine, getting all the cervical vertebrae into the thoracic spine, that is the middle part of your spine, and on down to the lumbar spine, the sacrum, coccyx. Just think of the bones in your arms, humerus, radius, ulna. In your hands, the carpals and phalanges and metacarpals. In your legs, the femur, the tibia, fibula. Patella, that is the kneecap. The tarsals, the phalanges, and the metatarsals, all of these bones from the core, that generating of the blood cells, the marrow, out to the surface of the bone, touching into the connective tissue. Think, let, and release obstructions throughout your creation. As the light fire flows through your body and into the earth. Blaze up the fires. Good. Now think of your feet as closed and your body being filled with down or crystalline white light fire from your feet up to your ankles. Lower legs, knees, upper legs. Pelvic bowl, lower torso, upper torso, neck, and out, top of your head, over the surface of your skin, filling up your energy field. Good. Now cease the downpour of your expanded star. From here, we're going to work on just purifying that environment around us, working with our energy field as well as our bodies. We're going to do this by arcing this 3.5-foot star down below our feet until it's 12 feet below us. And as you look down at your feet, think of that star as spinning counterclockwise. And observe it, that this counterclockwise motion of your spinning star magnetically pulls in any low frequency obstructions that's in this part of your field, in the lower part of your field, into consuming fire, accelerating, facilitating the elimination of these low frequency aspects. And because it's down here spinning in your field, in your environment, in your room, your house, your block, you feel that low frequency being brought in and consumed, thus lifting. And the spinning star begins to rise up to what we refer as the central vertical axis, coming on up until it's touching the bottoms of your feet. And here with enlightened awareness, feel it touching the bottoms, the soles of your feet. As it rises on up, encompassing the lower half of your body within this counterclockwise spinning white star. Another opportunity to release, to let go of what ails your creation here in the lower part of your body, releasing them into the consuming fires. And we do this with enlightened awareness and effortless effort. The star continues its journey upward until the upper half of your body is enclosed into this counterclockwise spinning star, this sphere of energy. And this part of your body releases. It releases obstructions, blocks, perspectives. Moves through the veils that prevent the actual unity, cells, organs, systems working together to support this life, this life form that is you. Now, of course, releasing not only those blocks that cause physical discomfort, but mental discomfort, emotional discomfort, those obstructions as well. Those obstructions to the perception and the recognition of the beings of light that we actually are. And the star rises on up until it's once again 3 feet above the top of your head. We begin a counterclockwise downpour throughout your creation. Think, let, and observe a light fire, this tornado, crystalline energy, touching every aspect of your creation. You have nothing to gain but your freedom from these things that do not and no longer serve you. Let them go. the low frequency obstructions until the 10 o'clockwise spinning downpour that are not in harmony with your actual needs. Free yourself of them. Free them and let them flow into the light fire and reduce to their energy essence. Now cease the downpour and the counterclockwise spinning, and once again arcing this star below your feet, and begin to direct it to the power of thought to spin clockwise, facilitating the assimilation of the energy essence that was created by the action of your star action. Here in the is part of your field as it rises up the central vertical axis. And here, because of the clockwise spinning, touching to those same places that spoke to you before, but rather than asking them to release, asking them to accept, offering to them this flow of life energy. And think and let it experience this part of your field, that lift, this part of your environment, the chair, the room, the bed, wherever you may be, your block. Feel the lift. As this light moves throughout and all about, illuminating all in its presence. And the star begins to rise up the central vertical axis until it's touching the bottom of your feet. And as before, encompassing, encircling the lower part of your body. In the bottom of your feet, the pelvic bowl. And all those things that we named before, the various bones in this part of your body, the circulatory systems, the connective tissue. Assimilate the energy essence. In doing so, open up to the light. Open up to new perspectives. Open up to the actual unity. Systems, parts. From the core of our bones to the surface of our skin, experience that joyous assimilation of life force. And the star rises on up to encompass the top part of our body. And we continue to assimilate the energy essence of this rapidly spinning clockwise star. The energy assimilated throughout our brains, our lungs, our heart, our livers, kidneys, pancreas, spleen, generative system, respiratory system, circulatory system, all of it. Joyously accepting the energy essence from the action of our spinning star. Good, and let the star rise on up once again until it's 3 feet above the top of your head and begin a clockwise spinning downpour to top off this assimilation process. Moving throughout and all about your creation. It flows through your body and through your field and into the planet. And during this phase of assimilation, experience the lift, experience the union within your creation of all of your systems, all of your parts that make you, you. And if you've released even this session, a fixed perspective on whatever that might be part of your day-to-day life that allows you to be freer, allows you to be open to a different way of being, a different way of seeing, a different way of perceiving. And know that is supported not only within, but without, from all of us that are unified right now. An actual unit as the beings of light that we are. Now cease the downpour and the clockwise spinning. And from the 3.5 foot size, let's expand our star until it encompasses our complete energy field. And from this place of expansion, acceptance, experience not only the union within, that unity, actual unity of all your parts and all of your systems, but externally, following the relationship lines of each one of us gathered here today to experience our unity, our actual unity. This group of light workers coming together in actual unity and higher purpose, not only to serve ourselves in the group, but the planet with love and light. And remember that this sharing of the light, the sharing of this inclusive healing power is a glorious and worthy goal. And through this sharing, we're able to manifest the actual unity between humans, the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom, and the planet that we so desire and so need. So let's leave our star expanded. And to continue to think, let, and enjoy these true connections of actual unity. And as Russell often has said, so be it and enjoy it.